The Federal Emergency Management Agency has agreed to fund removal of foundations, basements, and vehicle damages in the Marshall Fire. Congressman Joe Neguse, Senator Michael Bennett, and Senator John Hickenlooper requested the addition of the rarely funded coverage to the private property debris removal program. The foundations pose a health hazard, and steep demolition costs are stalling the rebuilding efforts of property owners. The same leaders yesterday requested a U.S. House and Senate committee to expand funding for a national disaster recovery program. The written request stated that Marshall Fire damages are expected to cost over $513 million. Lawmakers say money earmarked for nationwide disasters that occurred in 2020 and 2021 isn't enough to also cover the needs of the Marshall Fire victims. In related news, the town Superior announced Wednesday that its water treatment plant has a temporary way to remove a smoky taste and odor from the tap water some residents have been reporting. Officials say a chlorine dioxide system has been installed as a short-term remedy. It will cost around $30,000 a month. The town hopes to find alternative methods for removing fire ash during the water treatment process. Colorado legislative aides will be receiving wage and hour increases. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Thanks to the Political Workers Guild of Colorado, legislative aides at the Capitol will now be employed full-time, working a 40-hour work week, and will be receiving a 25% raise from $16 an hour to $20 an hour. The Political Workers Guild of Colorado started in March of 2021 and is the first of its kind in the nation. The guild represents the legislative aides who assist the state's House and state legislators at the Capitol in Denver. Some of the work that aides do for the legislators is to monitor pending legislation, conduct research, and drafting legislation. The Guild, which began with the Democratic legislative aides at the state capitol, has grown to nearly 100 dues-paying members from across the field of political workers. The Guild also represents campaign workers and political organizers. The Guild is also open to Republican legislative aides. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The University of Colorado has announced plans to liquidate its investments in Russian companies in protest of the Russian military invasion of Ukraine. CU officials say the university system's investments in publicly traded Russian companies are small, with less than 0.1% held in securities. Less than a quarter of a percent is invested in mutual funds that have equity holdings in Russia. According to CU, Russia is also not funding any university research. Colorado Republicans have filed a lawsuit seeking to prevent unaffiliated voters from casting ballots in partisan primary elections. GOP leaders say Proposition 108 infringes on their First Amendment right to free speech and association because it allows non-Republicans to interfere with the candidate selection process. They also argue that the measure violates their right to equal protection under the 14th Amendment. Attorney John Eastman filed the suit. Eastman, a former CU Boulder visiting scholar, was stripped of public duties after speaking at a rally near the White House before the January 6th insurrection. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser announced Wednesday that he's joining colleagues in a nationwide investigation into TikTok. Attorney generals across the country say the social media platform should not promote and provide its services to children and young adults because using it creates physical and mental harms. Attorneys are focusing on how TikTok gets young users to spend extra time on the platform. The bipartisan coalition is looking into whether TikTok violated consumer protection laws. The same coalition is also investigating Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook. A TikTok spokesperson says the company will provide information about how it protects the safety and privacy of teens. In today's weather, it should be another sunny day throughout the Front Range. In Boulder, a high near 72 with a low tonight around 37. In Denver, a high near 77 with lows in the upper 30s. And in Fort Collins, a high near 71 and a low around 34. Enjoy the sunny skies and warm temperature while you can, though. Rain is likely Friday night with the snow predicted for the weekend. Outside the Boulder studios, it's 43 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.